Hey everybody, it's Andrea, the Magnetic Mompreneur. It's been about 6 months since I've last been in here, and since October 2023, but I am feeling called to get back in here. I am going through my own little evolutionary process and changes myself. So I'm actually in the middle of rebranding myself as the Magnetic Mompreneur. You can see I actually changed the name of the channel to Be Magnetic. It was previously called Wasted Human Potential. So now, as a certified magnetic mind coach, I'm completely rebranding my business as the Magnetic Mompreneur. So I used to start off with saying, "It's Andrea, your friendly neighborhood quantum manifestation coach." It was just some, corny little mom thing that I used to say, but I am back and I'm Andrea, the Magnetic Mompreneur. I'm a mompreneur of four from Pennsylvania. I'm an unschooling mompreneur, so a home birthing, unschooling mompreneur of four. I'm a quantum manifestation coach, spiritual mindset mentor, intuitive healer, and many other things, an Akashic Records practitioner. But most of all, I'm a human being, just like all of you guys. Just because I studied all these things doesn't make me any superior or anything like that. No one's superior, no one's inferior. We're all equal, we're all one. I'm just here to awaken or remind you of who you are. I'm just simply a reflection of you. And so I do consider myself to be a super conscious creator and transformation accelerator. I help you awaken to your divine soul truth, find your purpose, and take your power back. All right, so today's podcast, I am going to talk about the 12 methods to unplug from the matrix. All right, so what does that mean? All right, well, I started my journey, just a little background about me. Like I said, I'm an unschooling mompreneur of four. That wasn't always who I was. I've been unplugging from the matrix since November 2017. I joined an online wellness company. I started ditching toxins from my home. And that really got me into personal development. It kickstarted my spiritual awakening, my personal development journey, self-discovery, self-realization. And this whole new world of entrepreneurship and online business opened up to me. And in January 2020, I decided to become a coach to have the tools to help more people affordably with mindset. Now, I've come across so many amazing modalities and all these things, of course, that I've learned over the years. And now I'm combining all of them for total wellness and total transformation to help more people. Like I said, and my intention has always been to help more people affordably because this is my mission and my purpose to shift the consciousness of humanity to help more people break free, so to speak, from the matrix. So, how do we unplug from the matrix, these systems of control, the illusion, the fear, these systems that keep us dumbed down, drugged up, and disempowered, like I say? How do we begin to unplug our minds from these systems and take our power back and begin to create what we truly desire? Freedom, right? As sovereign beings, we all just want to be free. We're seeking and searching and grasping for something we don't even know what it is half the time, right? That's because we are in these systems. Depending on where you're born, we're just thrown into these systems of control. We're taught this is how the world is, this is the way it works. And we're focused on the outer world. We always have something to do, and we're not taught of our true divine spiritual nature and how to regulate our emotions and that everything is actually energy, right? And how creation works. And so I became completely obsessed with human transformation and the process of creation. And I began to research and study and look into things for myself, right? So, the 12 methods to unplug from the matrix. let me just say some ways that I've done it really quick is through entrepreneurship, home birthing, homeschooling, right? Breaking free from the systems of control, the old education, the medical systems, the government, the 9-to-5, the idea that we have to work really hard for money, you know, the rat race, breaking free from all of those things, right? So the most heavily indoctrinated are becoming aware, even, right? We're starting to wake up, we're starting to take our power back. So there's something not quite right that's going on here. Like, look around, people are suffering and struggling, right? Why is that? Our minds are magnets, and we're not taught this. We're not taught how creation works, that we create through our thoughts, through our emotions, through past experiences, that things are passed down in our DNA. We're not taught these things. We're not taught how to regulate our nervous system or our emotions or how to deal with trauma. So, but there, we're starting to wake up. We're realizing, yeah, we've been dumbed down, drugged up, and disempowered. The matrix, though, is still deceiving the majority of people. You see, majority of people still living in fear, you know, lower vibrations. Of course, in my world, though, I don't see it. It's like a completely different world, you guys. When you begin to break free from this mind matrix, you see, we're creating our reality. It's all a mental construct of what we believe. It's that we've been taught this narrative of war, poverty, sickness, scarcity, lack, that it's just the way that it is. There's nothing we can do about it. Work really hard for your money, send your kids to school, you know, have your kids in the hospital, you know. War is a mindset. Poverty is a mindset. It's all in our minds. We're creating it from the inside out. All right, so the matrix is still deceiving many people, but we're shifting, more awakening. It's about healing. It's about growth. So we are all spiritual beings here having a human experience. We're here to experience life, learn, grow, expand, and evolve, to elevate our own consciousness, to remember who we are, to take our power back as divine, infinite, sovereign beings, that we're all connected to this infinite, eternal, creative source. And we all have this infinite potential and power within us. We're quantum, multidimensional quantum beings. And the quantum field is an infinite sea of limitless potentials and infinite possibilities for our life. We get to choose whatever we want. All right. And the only thing keeping us from getting it easily and effortlessly is being connected to these old systems, these old ways of thinking, being, and doing. And so the first way to begin to unplug from the matrix, connect with what the matrix is. How reality works, manifested material world, is mathematical code. So it's quantum physics, sacred geometry, spiritual war at work. So there's a method in which our world is brought to life. We want to begin to question every official narrative. We've been basically brainwashed since we're born. Okay, so I am reading through notes, you guys. Here's the thing. Journaling has been a huge part of my journey. I've studied to take notes, shared the things that I'm learning, right? So I'm reading through here the 12 methods to unplug from the matrix. Of course, we want to question everything. Like I was just saying, we're taught, depending on where you're born, your societal beliefs, family beliefs, religious, beliefs, we're brainwashed. I don't really like that word though. We're, you know, conditioned, trained, indoctrinated to believe certain things. Like I said, war is a mindset. Poverty is a mindset. And we're just taught that these things are normal, right? But I've been putting the puzzle together. Seek and ye shall find, right? It's not limited to one book either. I was raised as a Christian, and so, you know, we're taught that that's like the only truth. There's truth in all religions. So look at things you used to not know, and then you woke up. Like, look at the things that have already shifted for you. the paradigm shifts that you've already made. Like for me, two huge paradigm shifts were the medical industry and the religious institution. Complete shift in paradigms to thinking the medical systems are for our good, and that some of these things that we're getting are safe, they're effective, they're good. As a medical assistant, I have my associate's degree in medical assistance. You know, I was taught these things are safe and effective. And I did my internship at a pediatric clinic, for crying out loud. But thankfully, I was, as an intern, could not actually give injections to children or anything like that, right? So I've completely shifted that paradigm now to a more holistic way of living, more natural, staying away from these things, more energy healing, right? Complete shift in with that. And then the religious one as well, just raised as a Christian, thinking that, you know, waiting for something outside of me to come and save me, to realizing that Christ is a level of consciousness. It's within me, that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, and so are you. Namaste freaking day, you guys. Namaste, the divine light within me bows to the divine light within you, understanding that we're all connected to this infinite eternal source. We're all part of it and part of each other, connected to the earth, right? And we all have this infinite power and potential within us. And so I've been piecing this together. So just to recap here, connect with what the matrix is. So how reality works, start to begin to understand how the material world is made. Start to study quantum physics. Understand everything is energy. That's the first thing that you have to understand to begin to break free from this matrix, this physical reality, this physical time and space. To move beyond the matrix, to move beyond time and space, you have to understand everything is actually energy. Question everything. Question the narrative. Start to break free from those old systems, of the religious systems, the education systems, the medical systems. Explore rabbit holes, all right? So recondition yourself. See notes on the other page. What do I got here? Hold on a second, you guys. Spend time in nature, all right? So this is a great way to break free from the matrix and connect with your true nature and purpose. Because like I just said, we are part of the earth. We're all connected to the earth, to each other, to everything. All right, like Pocahontas said, we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. Everything is connected, you guys. All energy. It's an infinite, eternal quantum field of pure creative conscious energy and divine intelligence. We're one body, one mind, one collective consciousness. And we're all powerful creators co-creating this experience. We have a common narrative of how the world works, right? And so we can begin to unplug from those ideas of how the world works. They're just ideas. They're just stories that we've been told, that we've come into agreement with. We believe them to be true, and so they are, and we give them our power, right? So connecting with nature. Nature is alive, living, light. Grounding, getting out, going for nature walks, planting your feet on the ground. Make the construct of the matrix a topic of conversation. So getting around people who get it. Some get it, few get most of it. Share what you know. Share. Sharing is caring, right? So make the construct of the matrix a topic of conversation. Speak your truth, right? This is how you break free from the matrix. Ensure love and not fear is your default response. Okay, we are divine, infinite love, pure, unconditional love and light. Ensure love and not fear is your default response. So don't react to the collective states, right? Become conscious of these things. We don't have to conform, right? Be not conformed to the ways of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is how we break free from the matrix. Love. See, because the common narrative is fear. Fear, war, poverty, sickness, scarcity, lack, division, separation, right? No. We're taught those things, but it's not true. It's not divine, infinite, universal, absolute truth. Love is the only truth. Everything else is an illusion. We fall into the illusion of fear, so we create hell on earth when we are fully capable of creating heaven on earth. And it's where we're headed at this time. So breaking free from the matrix to create heaven on earth. Make the, so we did that one, ensure love, explore altered states of consciousness. All right. So altered states of consciousness, there's 7 levels of consciousness. Of course, there's your waking everyday consciousness. There's your sleeping consciousness, your dreaming consciousness. And then there's transcendental consciousness. This is when you transcend the outer world and you go within, because this is your true nature, within, as within, so without. You transcend the outer world, you go within, you connect with your divine essence, the power within you, God, source, you can call it whatever you choose. It is within you. And so this is transcendental consciousness. And when you tune in and tap into that level, you begin to bring the qualities of this infinite, eternal, creative source out into your waking state of consciousness with you. So peace, joy, love, higher states of consciousness, you begin to bring those out into your everyday life. This is called cosmic consciousness. Okay. And beyond cosmic consciousness is unity consciousness. This is when we begin to understand that we are one with all that is. We are connected to it and to each other. This is Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness and unity consciousness are the same thing. All right. And then beyond unity is, sorry guys, I don't have this in my notes. I'm remembering this from just from school, from my, so I'm like, oh, God consciousness. Oh, I'm sorry. God consciousness is before unity, you guys. Please forgive me. So it's your normal waking, sleeping, dreaming, transcendental, cosmic, God consciousness, and then unity consciousness. Okay, 7 levels of consciousness. And then there is actually an 8th, which is beyond all of them, which is Brahman consciousness. You figure when all the parts are together, that's unity. The whole is Brahman. I'm going to say that again. All of the parts together, the 7 levels of consciousness, is unity. Like pieces of a pizza, let's just say, or a pie. All of them together is unity. But Brahman is the whole. So Brahman is beyond unity consciousness. It's the state of wholeness. Okay, so we bring in all the pieces. Now it's together and it's whole. Brahman consciousness. All right, so exploring these altered states of consciousness, higher levels of consciousness, you know, whether that's through meditation for you or psychedelics, of course, in a regulated, safe space to do so. You know, if you want to do things, I have DMT written down here. I've never done it personally myself, but, you know, different types of plant medicine and things like that can give you psychedelic experiences where you connect in and tune in with higher states of consciousness. So that is a great way to really quickly break free from the matrix, because you'll begin to see things, become consciously aware, and really expand your awareness and your consciousness to a new level. All right, so expose and disconnect from the dysfunctions of the system. So expose and disconnect from the dysfunctions of the system. Like I said, you know, move off grid, grow your own food if you can. Like, and not if you can, you can choose it. Choose it. And do what you need to do to start moving towards it. do the inner work, the mindset work, start taking the aligned action to disconnect from the matrix in any way that you can. Like I said, ways that I have done it: home birthing, homeschooling, entrepreneurship, starting, breaking free from 9 to 5, the rat race, starting, you know, to create my own business online and earning income online from home, right? Or whatever that is for you, if you do it in person or a digital marketing, whatever product or service you can share with the world, something that you can create. So expose and disconnect from the dysfunctions of the system in any way that you can. The religious institutions, start to break free and just live your truth and be who you are. Live your true nature and purpose. You're a pure creative spirit and you get to express that creativity in the most authentic way possible. So they don't want us waking up and disconnecting from the matrix and taking our power back, because as we each disconnect, they're losing power. Right? So 8, the baking industry is a scam. So by the cabal, no holistic meds in the medicine industry. Oh, and if we hold on a second. Heal and transcend. So banking industry is a scam by the cabal. Oh, the vaccines. Okay, so yes, part of the waking up and moving out of the matrix is just the medical systems in general, right? So beginning to do your own research. I always encourage everyone to do their own research, form their own beliefs. Our beliefs are powerful. They create our reality. And this is what this is all about. We've been trained and conditioned to believe certain things. We believe them to be true. We come into agreement with them. We create the systems, the very matrix systems that are keeping us dumbed down, drugged up, and disempowered. So yes, drugged up. Start looking into more holistic approaches to medicine. All right. That will help you to definitely break free from the matrix. And if this sounds crazy to you, I challenge you to explain to me what all this is. I don't know. That was a note I had there. So yeah, sorry guys. heal and transcend. We're all co-creators. Real power is in the love we generate from within. We want to bypass lower vibrations and connect with source directly. So consciousness, God, universe, whatever you choose to call it, you want to make sure that you're cultivating a relationship with self to begin to understand who you truly are. You are the I am. You are a powerful creator. You get to choose what you create. And anything you place after I am, you become. So, side note here, it says, due to misconception of religion, clouds perception relating to spirituality and close them off, rationalizing the world through this understanding, right? So any belief we're taught becomes a belief, and it gets our, anything that we perceive in the outer world gets filtered through our belief system. So whatever we've been conditioned to believe, we're creating our reality based on these beliefs. We're orienting to the world based on what we've been taught, trauma, past experiences, the religious, the medical. And so we've just been conforming to these ideas. This is just how the world works. And we've been waiting, a lot of us, if in religious institutions specifically, for something outside of us to save us, when truly it's within. Deception is everywhere, so question everything, right? It's crazy because there's a lot of people who question the medical system, they question the government, but they won't question religion. So in my journey, my experience, I've come to find that there is truth in all of them, that we have a lot more in common, and that division and separation, like divide and conquer, it was like the purpose of the whole like religious thing, to just control the masses, another way to control us and keep us locked in the matrix system. So 10, inner and outer realms, can't keep head in the sand, take action, be the change, help others, right? So mainstream propaganda narrative, anything that's not a part of it is labeled conspiracy theory, but these aren't conspiracy theories. They're just, the truth is kept secret from us. ancient knowledge and wisdom, the truth of our being, of our essence, of our energy, because they want the power, the money, and the control, the infamous they, right? As we break free from this matrix systems one by one by one, we're each taking our power back, and the power of the people is stronger, much stronger than the people in power. So question everything, break free, get out into nature. So I put here, this, they will become evident and normal as the collective consciousness evolves, as it always does. Many are awake to the systemic corruption and social engineering, but haven't yet opened to the esoteric aspects of life. So yes, there is the spiritual aspect to this matrix and to what and who we truly are. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. We're all connected to this infinite, eternal, creative source. You can call it God or source, universe, divine intelligence, right? We're all connected to it and to each other. And we've been spoon-fed a narrative of how the world works and thrown into these matrix systems. So we begin to break free and take our power back by not living in fear, by choosing love, questioning, breaking free from the medical system. So starting to, you know, move out of the 9-to-5, whether that's creating your own business, an online business, entrepreneurship in some way, shape, or form, whatever that looks like for you. Or if you like your 9-to-5, that's totally fine as well, right? As long as you are happy, fulfilled, and thriving, because that is our true divine state. We're here to thrive, not to just survive. Break free from the matrix. So I do not fear, because I am aware of the truth. It's because I am aware of the truth that I do not fear. I do not fear because I am aware of the truth. It's because I am aware of the truth that I do not fear. So we don't have to be afraid, you know, oh my goodness, all these things have been happening. They're poisoning us. They're lying to us. They're brainwashing us. They're conditioning us. They're controlling us. No, now we're awake. Now we're aware. We can shift our attention so that the elite begins to collapse and we're starting to wake up. We're taking our power back. Understanding that we are one collective consciousness, that we're all creating this, we're choosing love over fear. And this is how we break free from the matrix, you guys, by just making the decision, no more. You start questioning, you start educating yourself, doing your own research, and you choose different, right? Because what you don't change, you're choosing. So choose something different and then taking aligned action to move away from that. Like I said, whether that's homeschooling, having a home birth, getting out of the medical industry, getting away from the 9-to-5, whatever that is for you, the religious institutions, understand that we have been lied to. So we need to unlearn and relearn. We need to unwire and rewire the programs in our minds, our beliefs, our emotions. We need to unplug from our previous ways of thinking, being, and doing that we've been so clung to, the material world. There's so much more beyond it. There's a method to all of this. We can unplug from the matrix and we can create something completely new. We can heal and transform ourselves from the inside out. And that is what we are doing at this time. As we shift the consciousness of humanity, we are waking up, taking our power back, questioning the narrative, creating heaven on earth, the new 5D paradigm. We are becoming the magnets for divine consciousness, for heaven on earth, for our missions, our purpose. We're stepping into our power, our purpose, our potential at this time, and breaking free, unplugging from the matrix. All right, so those are just some ways that you can begin to do this for yourself, you guys. I'm going to jump off of this. I hope you enjoyed this little time together. And if you want to learn more about breaking free from the matrix and creating your own business or home birth or homeschooling or any or all of the above, and how you can begin to rewire, recondition, recalibrate, restructure your mind, how you can unplug from the matrix, heal trauma, all the things, create your heaven on earth, whatever it is that you desire to create, time, financial freedom, the money, the relationships, the life, all of it. If you feel like you're meant for more, if this resonates with you, you're ready to begin to break free from the matrix, please connect with me on Facebook. I'd love to chat. I'm going to jump off this for now. I hope you enjoyed this. Hope it serves you well. Have an amazing day. Happy self-care Saturday and Sunday. Much truth, love, and light. And have a namaste. Bye for now.